Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And welcome back to History and You here on Lake 98.1. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
How are you, sir?
Better for seeing you.
Hey, I agree. My friend, each and every week we are talking about the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center, and today is no different. What are we talking about today?
Lunch counters.
Lunch counters.
You probably have been at one in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that they actually started out in the 1890s, and they were popular all through the 1970s? Lunch counters fed the working men and women of America, and they started off as saloons that served free lunch with alcohol. The idea was to get people in to drink, and if you kept feeding them, they would stay and order more drinks. And that morphed from the taverns, which were starting to provide pretzels, nuts. If you went in, you'd get oyster soup, fish with egg sauce, deviled ham, lobster salad, pickled oysters, wow, salmon, tongue, pickles, lettuce, and radishes. That's what you'd have for lunch in a tavern.
Some of those made me hungry, and some of them did not.
And some of them had to be washed down. And that morphed, Terry, into what we know as soda fountains. And that came up around 1869, but by 1895, there were more than 100,000 soda fountains in the United States.
Okay.
As early as 1912, H.C. Prangy Company, you may have heard of it, touted its 38-foot marble-topped quick lunch counter. 24 could be served. Then in the 1920s, they added the soda fountain. Now all of a sudden, people were going to lunch counters to eat rather than drink. So people expanded their menus. And you could get sandwiches. Then they added pies and cakes. And they wanted hot food, not necessarily just cold drinks. And then that morphed into the lunch counter. And more often, these lunch counters were, you know, found in five and dimes and pharmacies. And they took care of the hungry shoppers. And, you know, they also fed people who rented rooms that didn't have their own kitchens. These meals were nutritious. They were inexpensive. They were tasty. Mm-hmm. And locally, you know, we had Woolworths, Walgreens, Prangy's, Kresge's, if you remember Kresge's,
yes,
which eventually became part of Kmart in the 1970s, and that's when the lunch counters were phased out. The H.C. Prangy lunch counter was known for its chicken dumpling soup and shrimp salad. So in 1960, four African-American students from North Carolina walked into the Greensboro F.W. Woolworth and sat down at the white-only lunch counter, refusing to leave until they were served. In the coming days, more of their friends came in, and on July 25th, 1960, Woolworths integrated the lunch counter, effectively ending decades of equal but separate seating at lunch counters.
Interesting. Steve, I always love our time together because we learn more and more about history and our local history. For those who want to support what you guys are doing on your mission, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, we would love to hear from you. You can go to our website, which is www.schrc.org.
We'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.